Welcome to the Growth Elevated Leadership Podcast with Julian Castelli. Each week, we talk with senior tech leaders to explore stories and insights about the challenges involved with growing technology companies. As we uncover really important insights, we are going to capture those through additional episodes that we are calling Trail Markers. This is one of those episodes. A trail marker is a sign or mark that helps ensure that you take the right path to get to your destination. We hope that these episodes will serve as an equally important guide to helping you climb your own growth mountain.
Okay, good morning. Today I want to talk about the struggle. You know, leading a startup was one of the hardest things I've ever done. It was a roller coaster ride. There were highs, there were lows. But sometimes with all the pressure of running a business, creating something new that didn't exist before, all the challenges that the market will throw at you, the pressure to take care of all your people, your company, your teammates, your investors, your family, all those pressures add up and it can become a real incredible hot seat and just a lot of pressure. There were those moments where I just felt like this existential dread and loathing. And at the time, I thought it was unique to me. I thought I must be doing something wrong. And those feelings of insecurity, and you know, some of the guests have talked about the imposter syndrome, caused me to keep those pressures inside and not to share them with others. And you know, it was only after I got through running a startup and started working with other startup leaders and just talking with other startup leaders and realizing that, you know, after dozens and dozens of stories and examples, everyone goes through a little bit of their own version of the struggle. And it's extremely common. The problem is everyone thinks it's unique to them. And so they hold it inside and that can just build up and eventually become really, really painful and destructive for your mental health and your just overall health. So, you know, there are dozens of great books on the challenges of running a startup, but the person who coined the word the struggle is Ben Horowitz. And he wrote this book, The Hard Things About Hard Things. And it's a funny title, but like once you read it, you realize, yeah, he gets it. If you haven't read it, I really recommend it. I love the book for so many reasons, but the key is this phrase, the struggle that I'm referencing. When I talk about the struggle, I'm referencing his book. He put together a description of that angst that I'm talking about that I'm going to just read for you here. And it's just, it's powerful. Okay, here we go. The struggle is when you wonder why you started the company in the first place. The struggle is when people ask you why you don't quit and you don't know the answer. The struggle is when your employees think you are lying and you think they may be right. The struggle is when food loses its taste. The struggle is when you don't believe you should be the CEO of your company. The struggle is when you know that you are in over your head and you know that you cannot be replaced. The struggle is when everyone thinks you're an idiot, but nobody will fire you. The struggle is where self-doubt becomes self-hatred. The struggle is when you're having a conversation with someone and you can't hear a word they're saying because all you can hear is the struggle. The struggle is when you want the pain to stop. The struggle is unhappiness. The struggle is when you go on vacation to feel better and you feel worse. The struggle is when you are surrounded by people and you are all alone. The struggle has no mercy. The struggle is the land of broken promises and crushed dreams. The struggle is a cold sweat. The struggle is where your guts boil so much that you feel like you're going to spit blood. The struggle is not failure, but it causes failure, especially if you are weak. Always if you are weak. Most people are not strong enough. Every great entrepreneur, from Steve Jobs to Mark Zuckerberg, went through the struggle, and struggle they did. So you are not alone. But that does not mean that you will make it. You may not make it, And that is why it is the struggle. The struggle is where greatness comes from. Wow. That is powerful. Every time I read it, I'm just hit right to the core. It speaks to the challenges that I think only a founder or tech CEO, a growth stage CEO who's going through those challenges can understand. Those 300 words do the best job of describing all the emotions and insecurities that you can feel as a leader going through those. And there are always those times. It's really powerful. So while I don't have the perfect solution for the struggle, and I think the point that Ben makes in that is there is none. You have to go through it, and all the best go through it. I do have some ideas, and I think the biggest challenge for the struggle for me personally was holding it inside. And that's part of that angst that he describes, where you can't even talk to people about it because all you can hear is the struggle. You hold it inside and you have these mental arguments and these shouting matches within your head. At least that's what I picture when I read the struggle. So my answer is, if you're in that zone and any of this relates to you, the key thing is to not hold it inside to yourself and work to get help from others. I found that, when I look back, some of the areas where I made the biggest progress and some of the things where I got out of the struggle was when I actually shared what I was going through with other people. And I think there are two areas. One would be to find a community of peers, find other people who are going through it. And you'd be surprised once you break the ice and say, hey, man, I'm going through this really challenging time. Have you faced something like that? Or are you solving the same problem? And I found that, having that conversation, once you find that person who understands what you're talking about, is a really great, it's like a catharsis relief. Like, oh my God, you know what I'm talking about. Let me tell you about it. And then you can sometimes find some peers who want to work with you on it. And knowing they understand what you're going through is one of the best things. The other thing is, try to find a mentor, or a coach or someone who's been through that before and can help you get through it and connect you with other people like that and help you go through and try to solve some of those problems. I think that, once I did that, the feeling of relief was incredible because I didn't feel like I was all alone. And the truth is, when you're with a good team of people, be them on your team or, through an extended network, obviously you can get through anything. And all those teams that have gone through the struggle and survived absolutely did it through teamwork. So, that's my short trail marker for today, which, I just wanted to share the struggle because it comes up all the time. And while everyone has to go through and find their own solution, my one contribution is, don't do it alone. Find some people to help you. And if you're out there making that fight, you have my respect. You're in the arena. You're daring greatly. And I respect what you're doing and wish you the best of luck. And don't try to do it alone. Good luck.